The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A 6'1 senior guard, number 5, Gray Chipsiaco. A 6'2 senior guard, number 15, Alex Chipsiaco. A 6'3 junior guard, number 30, Easton Steck. And a 6'6 senior forward, number 33, Cohen Derry. Your streets are coached by Chad Thompson.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with our starting lineups. Yeah, you said it earlier, Pick. Atmosphere not quite the same. Saturday morning tournament game is certainly what we had in the conference last night with the Quincy Blue Devils in town. For Gary Comer, Kamal Cole, a 5'8 senior. Tyrone Price, a 6'3 junior. Curtis Smothers, 6'3 senior. Tariq Roberson, a 5'9 senior. And Makai Wilson, a 6'3 senior. For the Catamounts, wearing the road green with the white piping down the side and the white lettering as they come in at 6-6 under head coach Lawrence Jackson. Nearly thrown away into the backcourt, and they do step onto the midcourt line. Tyrone Price chasing down a ball that went through his hands, and then as he picked it up, the heels of both feet stepped on the midcourt line, and they turn it over on their first possession. Streaks start the usual five. We cut the tail end as they turn it over. Stolen away from Cohen Derry out high. Now the Egyptiaco brothers swarm around Price, steal it back, and Alex drives in for the layup from the left side. So they recover well, force a turnover right back, and take a 2-0 lead. Alex may have a little extra get up and go in this game after he fouled out in the Quincy game early in the fourth quarter last night. The dribble drive down the right side, the miss by Smothers, gets his own rebound, put back up and in. And a whistle on the floor. We got a timeout already. 30-second timeout by the Catamounts. 49 seconds into the game. Well, you don't see that every day.
Yeah, a little sloppy for both teams here in the beginning, 50 seconds of the game. Maybe coach wants to talk it over.
There are some unusual things that we see from public school teams when we play them out of the Chicago area. A lot of times you see a lot of zone, which is not unfamiliar to the Silver Streaks, but I think about things like just things that just sort of go against what you sort of expect in a typical game, like calling a timeout 50 seconds into a game of a 2-2 tie. I think about a lot of times the lineup coming out in the second half, coming out of the third quarter. There may be three guys in the lineup who never saw the floor in the first half, and all of a sudden they're starting in the second half. Silver Streaks have Dre Egyptiaco on the bench. Is he holding his back a little bit?
Well, the referee just made him go out of the game.
And Ian Dominique replaces him. Streaks break the press here. Alex down the right side, the kick out into the corner. Cohen Derry for three, short. Rebound comes back to it. Kicks it up top to JB, who will shoot the three, and that's off the front of the rim. Rebound Catamounts. Tyrone Price with the board. So two good looks at three for the Silver Streaks. We're tied at two. In the lane. That's Smothers with it again. Misses the runner. A battle for the rebound. It's Kamal Cole who gets it. And now a travel. Third turnover by, what are we going to call these guys? Comer? Gary Comer?
It says Comer on their jersey. I think that'd be the easiest one to go with.
I'll go with that. I like that.
Don't want to keep calling him Gary all game.
It's a little informal. Gary didn't give us permission to call him by his first name. Alex down the right side. Takes it all the way to the basket. Got blocked. Gets it back. Kicks it out to Dominique. Now Babers through the hands of Alex down low, kicks it right back out to JB inside the free throw line. Third time tries to dump it down to Alex, and it's stolen away this time. Tied at 2, minute 40 into the game. Up top, this is Smothers with it. Smothers listed at 6'3 on the roster. Again, needing 43 points to get 1,000 for his career. Shoots from the high post left side, missed it. Rebound tipped over to Babers for the Silver Streaks. Pressure in the backcourt. Streaks get in into the front court. Alex right at the top of the arc. Swinging around left side to Cohen. Drives into the lane. All the way to the basket and a reach in by the Catamounts. Foul called. And Cohen moving to the basket should get 2 free throws here. Whistle that one on Tariq Roberson. First team foul on the Catamounts. Just over 2 minutes into the game. Sophomores won the preliminary game, 63-54. A couple other sophomore games scheduled will be played at the Fieldhouse as the shootout continues here during the day. Derry misses the first free throw. That coming up after ours, our game here, Peoria Quest and Schaumburg Christian. As Derry misses both free throws, Smothers chases down the rebound right side on the baseline. Quick three at the other end. Price's shot, a little bit long. Rebound pops back out to him. Dribble drive, misses the finger roll off the backboard. Another scramble for the rebound, and it's Comer that comes away with it. And Tariq Roberson just reaches in, strips it right out of the hands of Cohen Derry. And it's 4-2, Comer on top by 2. Cohen on the right wing. Babers feeds it into Easton. Right side of the lane, skips it back out to Dominique. Now over to Babers. Dre and Carl Dortch will check back in at the next opportunity for the Streaks. It'll be Dortch's first action of the game. Alex smothered on the sideline and a reach-in foul called on Roberson, so he picks up 2 quick fouls here, not quite 3 minutes into the game. And Lawrence Jackson doing some coaching there on the sideline, not sending anybody in to replace him right at the moment. Stack and Derry sit down. Dre back in. Carl Dortch in for the first time. And now does he want to make a he does not want to make a substitution. He being head coach Lawrence Jackson. So 2 fouls on Roberson, who stays on the floor. JB down the left side of the lane. Contact, no foul. Comes up short on the shot. Makai Wilson the rebound for Comer. They're very active defensively. And the officials letting some contact go. There's a block at the other end. And out of bounds off of Comer, apparently. Carl over the top. On Smothers, I think, on the shot. And now a reach-in foul called on Kamal Cole. Really silly foul inside the free throw line at the other end as Alex got it into Babers. So 3 fouls on the Catamounts. 4:40 to go, first quarter, 4-2. Gelsberg down 2 with the ball. Ian on the left elbow, pulls it back up top. Cole chases him down, passes it away to Alex. Drives into the lane, a reach in, knocked loose. Dre picks up the loose ball. They just swarm around, and now Dre overthrows Ian Dominique and Tom Hawkins, a principal of Gelsberg High School, standing down there along the wall, too. Nobody could catch that one. They got a Gelsberg timeout now with 4:27 to go in this opening quarter, and presumably we'll have a mask timeout coming up in the next 30 seconds of game time, so we'll just keep it here for the moment. A little ragged here in the early going, Pick.
Well, both teams are very sharp. Early half of this first quarter, 6 points and 6 turnovers total between both teams. You know, and you worry about that with such an emotional game against Quincy last night, how the Streaks were going to respond. And, you know, without the electricity or the vibe of the crowd and it being an early game, and again, you just – You put everything into that, trying to win that game last night that, you know, it was expected to have a little bit of a lull. But right now, you know, out of both teams, it's just not very sharp. Passes aren't as sharp. The ball handling's not as sharp. We've had 5 shots. We've only made 1. The legs aren't underneath us yet. So it's going to take you know, a lot to kind of get us some energy, some enthusiasm. Because this Comer team is getting out and getting up and trying to pressure us a little bit. And if we don't have some energy, you know, we could come out on the short end of this.
Always a concern, the energy level, that is. And we talked about that with head coach Chad Thompson. Comer doesn't seem to be lacking for any energy here.
No.
Early on, really causing some defensive struggles for the Silver Streaks. Disrupting lots of passes, not allowing any dribble drives. Here's a three of the left side. Smothers just left open, fires and hits. And it's 7-2 Comer. He has five of their seven. And the lead is five, halfway through quarter number one. Alex down the lane and contact as he splits the defense right down the middle. Official has his choice. He'll whistle it on Jeremy Reeves, his first 6'4 sophomore into the game. And Alex will go to the line shooting too. So Derry had a couple of free throws earlier. Now Alex will get a crack at it. Mentioned in the game last night, Alex's free throw percentage has been improving, but that one's off the back iron. So 0 for 3 as a team now from the line. Second one by Alex up and off to the left. Dre gets over, tries to disrupt the rebound by Reeves, but Comer controls, splitting the defenders at the other end. Jumping right to left is Tyrone Price for the basket. And it's 9-2 Comer. Alex drives, dishes. Dominique on the wing, back up top to Babers. Gets inside the arc, tries to scoop it away, and Comer steals it away. Bats the pass loose. Price at the other end, feed to the left side, blocked by Dortch. Ball goes through his hands, chased down on the far side by Cole, who gets it back. 9-2, Catamounts, 3.5 minutes to go, quarter number one. Smothers around the left side, stops, pushes it back up top. Price shoots a three off the back iron. High rebound, Alex reaches in, rips it away from Roberson. Now Dre into the front court. Pulls up at the volleyball line, feeds to Babers, outside the lane. The kick over, Dominique for three. Got it. My Streaks needed that one.
Big time.
Down 9-5 now, 3 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Left side, Tyrone Price. Now into the hands of Kamal Cole. Dribbles on to the left side, all the way down to the low blocks. Too strong over the basket. Alex with the rebound. And JB will walk it across midcourt. Streaks down four. Alex tries to float one inside the free throw line. That almost looked too easy on the block by Reeves. And the rebound to Comer. Alex just floated that one too much. Inlet pass. Boy, somehow Reeves locked onto that one. That looked like it was well over his head. I wasn't even sure who Smothers was throwing that one to, but Reeves locked onto it and dumped it into the basket. Now down low, Carl backs his way in, blocked on the baby hook, waits for the defense to come down on top of him, and a push foul called. And that might be the second one on Reeves, and it is. Well, again, very active. They've gotten a couple blocks now. Disrupting passes, reaching in, knocking them loose.
And they just seem like they're more of the aggressive. They got five fouls. We have none. They've taken 14 or 15 shots. We've taken, what, seven, eight? They seem like they just have way more energy and enthusiasm in this game.
Officials timeout, 2:06 to go here in this first quarter. Galesburg trailing 11-5. Streaks of the ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:06 to go here in the opening quarter. And a slow start, to say the least, for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Trailing Chicago Comer 11-5 here. Again, Silver Streaks girls basketball taking on Lincoln in the Downstate Classic. Later today, 2:10 scheduled pregame, 2:30 tip-off. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for that one. And Silver Streaks girls better not come out slow like the boys have here, because against a really good Lincoln team, that could be really difficult to crawl back into it. Streaks a lot of time here. Cohen Derry back into the game. Attacks down the right side. And Comer thought they had a clean block, but it's going to be a little bit of a late whistle. And a foul called on Makai Wilson. That's 16 fouls on the Catamounts with 2:01 to go. And Derry back to the free throw line. Streaks are 0-4 from the line, so that hasn't been a positive aspect of this game either, as Derry does make the first one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I got the streaks, what, 2-for-8? 4 turnovers. Derry makes both free throws.
Getting out-rebounded.
Wasn't really looking at the tenor of the discussion. Did you sneak a peek into the timeout there, Pick?
See how? No, it seemed pretty calm. You know, Coach Thompson is usually fairly calm. And just, you know, with the lack of energy this early, you assume that, you know, maybe it's time that he kind of gets into the guys a little bit to try to light a fire under them.
All right. Easton Steck picks up a defensive foul at the other end. On the inbound, they find Tyler Parker into the game and is going to pull it all the way back out and reset the offense. Just listed at 5'8", a junior. Looks like he weighs about 120 pounds. Smothers air balls from the high post, but the offensive rebound, Comer, blocked on the putback. Derry had a hand on the rebound. Now a reach in on the Catamounts trying to tie him up, and that's going to be the seventh team foul. We'll walk at the other end, and the streaks are in the bonus with a minute 32 to go in the first quarter. Second foul on Wilson. Well, a little different style of play, certainly, in the Chicago area. We've seen that over the years in terms of being the more of the aggressive kind and, you know, different officiating style. Probably some of that, a lot of that may get let go in the public league and whatever division the teams may be coming out of. And that's an adjustment that those schools a lot of times have to make when they play what they call downstate. Whether it's just in the suburbs, it's downstate. Derry with the first free throw and the second. So all four of his points from the free throw line. Streaks shooting 50% as a team again from the line. And now down 2, 11-9 with 85 seconds to play in this first quarter. Across midcourt, Smothers. Screen set out high, draws the double team, passes it right side over to Parker. Now under the right wing it goes to Roberson. Swing it back up top to Tyrone Price. Again, the defense flashes out on the double team. They disrupt the passing, knocked it out of bounds. Last touch by Comer. Streaks get it back. That's the fourth turnover by the Catamounts, but they had three very early on, so they've done a better job handling the ball. A little defensive switch there by the Silver Streaks with the double teams flashing out from down low, out high. Here's Dre, left wing for three. Off the back iron, long rebound chased down by Steck back into the game. JB with a jump stop in the lane, passes it. Dominique, ball right through his hands on the sideline, out of bounds. Alex back in. Dominique sits down. We didn't do our picks to click in this game. Like we've been trying to establish that. Now a whistle just as Comer gets it in bounds. We got a whistle away from the ball and a foul, I think, on the Silver Streaks. Technical foul.
They gave a T to...
to Dre. Well, I wasn't looking anywhere near where Dre was on the floor. I have no idea what happened there. I saw JB out of the corner of my eye. I thought that's what may have been going on at first, but it wasn't. So I have no clue what that was about. Smothers misses the free throw. So Dre sits down. Second free throw by Smothers, off the mark. Really, neither one of those was close.
I'm just very confused. They made Dre come out. The official made Dre come out of the game at like the very beginning of the quarter.
That's right.
And now he's got a T. I'm not sure what happened, what's going on.
11-9 is the Galesburg deficit. Comer with the ball. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Quick three. Air ball. Weak side rebound chased down by Alex. Triple teamed. And now a foul called. They were using the baseline as one defender had three guys surrounding him. And Alex tried to pass out of it. And just as he did, the whistle was called, was blown. And the foul on Tyrone Price. And some frustration from the body language of Comer with eight team fouls now. And 38 seconds to go in the opening quarter. We walk at the other end where Alex will shoot two free throws. missed two earlier. 2 points in the game. First one up and in. And as a team, the Streaks have made five in a row now after missing their first four, and they pull within one. Again, 38 seconds to play in the quarter. 11-10. Alex trying to tie it up, comes up short, and the rebound smothers his third of the game for Comer. 1 point lead for the Catamounts. Contact at the other end. Alex falls down. Little lean in by Smothers. They let that go. Now Smothers with it on the left side and front end of the Galesburg bench. Dribbles left, dribbles right, behind the back. Now passes it away behind him. Up top to Price with 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Reversing direction, Cole down to the right side. Got around JB. Layup missed on the opposite end. Cohen Derry comes down with a rebound. Streaks with time. Alex at the other end. Reverse layup up and in with a left hand. And the Streaks are back on top. Outlet pass. Smothers took one step too many, and it denied him a chance to get the shot off before the buzzer. So 12-11, Galesburg regains the lead at the end of one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Need work but not getting any great local leads? Visit Galesburg.info. Our advertisers let us know when they're hiring, so we have local listings from reputable businesses who need help right now. Don't wait. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. First of two for the Galesburg boys basketball team today here at the Martin Luther King Shootout. Galesburg with the ball, leading 12-11, and another pass by JB to the right side through the hands of Dominique again. And that's the second turnover that they've had in that way on a pass from JB to Dominique standing on the sideline and the ball right through his hands. So Streaks turn it over. They regain the lead at the end of the first quarter, 12-11, on a basket by Alex Egyptiaco. He had five in the first quarter to lead the Streaks. But Comer with the ball. The double team drawn out high. What a read by Alex. Tried to feed it to the interior, and Alex flew in from the left wing, saw it coming, and stepped right in front and picked it off. Now Dominique in the left corner. Back up top to Babers at the volleyball line. JB between the legs with the dribbles, fades to the right wing, lobs it in to Cohen. Backing his way in, fighting his way into a double team, and a tie-up called, a reach-in foul called against Comer. Cohen dribbled into the double team, right into Joshua Spencer and Curtis Smothers. And Spencer called for the reach-in, his first. And now just as Cohen was going to shoot the free throws, they take the ball away from him. They're going to let Frank Mixon, a 5'11 junior, check in for Comer. Mekhi Wilson will sit down. He has two fouls, picked up two fouls in the first quarter for the Catamounts. Nine team fouls on Comer. With 7:21 to go in the half, and Cohen's free throw rolls around and drops through. 2-point Galesburg lead, 13-11. And Wilson comes right back into the game. So he sat down for the free throw, now he's back in. Second one, not as friendly on the roll the second time for Cohen. Rebound Smothers for the Catamounts, who walks it into the front court at the midcourt circle, working his way right. Here comes the double team flashing out to him. They pass to the right side. Price for three, swishes it. And the Catamounts regain the lead, 14-13. Price, the second basket, he has five. Now Ian, left corner, quick three, in and out. Rebound, Derry gets it away from Dortch, pulls it back out. JB, the no look through the hands of Carl, and another turnover. Seventh of the game on the Streaks.
I mean, at this point offensively, with us being in the next foul being the double bonus, don't you think we just drive the ball to the hoop and try to go to the line, knock down two, and go back down to the other end and get a stop on defense and just keep doing it over and over, wear them down.
Yeah, by comparison, the Streaks have 12 free throws in this game already. They had 13 the entire game against Quincy last night.
Yeah.
Here's a missed three at the other end. Carl Dortch with a rebound. Here's Cohen driving the lane, dishing into the corner. JB fakes, drives the kick out. Dominique, right elbow, off the mark. Ball kissed high off the glass. Thought it might get fortunate and drop through. Catamounts with a rebound. Leading by one here with 6:15 to go in the half. And JB with a little push out high. Defending Kamal Cole, trying to create the loose ball, knock it into the backcourt. Got called for the contact instead. His first, third team foul on Gelsberg. Dre back in. Steck back in. Joining Alex, JB, and Derry on the floor. Dortch and Dominique sit down. Just over 6 minutes to go. Good read by JB, anticipating the pass. Bats it into the backcourt. Can't chase it down. And the Catamounts will take it three-quarters the length of the court now. Price will inbound down below us here on the sideline. 14-13, Comer with the lead. Streaks looking for their 16th win of the season. Chad Thompson talking in the postgame last night, then repeating in the pregame here this morning. The idea, after tough losses to Rock Island Tuesday and to Quincy last night with a miss at the other end, is to just get back into the win column. Start building that good mojo again. Well, it's not happening so far. Streaks down two with the ball. Derry with the drive. The kick out. Steck from the corner hits, and the Streaks regain the lead, 16-14. Maybe that'll get him going. As the Catamounts in transition, secondary break, turn it over at the other end. Easton's first basket of the game. Got Alex Egyptiaka with five rebounds already for the Silver Streaks. I think Alex plays some of his best ball when he's rebounding as well as he does, as well as he's been doing here today so far. Cohen around his man, had the ball knocked loose, right to Dre, who can't hit the shot in front of the basket. Derry tips the ball out to Alex. Another chance. Steck passes up the three this time. Inlet pass, JB, open in the zone, flips it up and rattles it through. That possession was like a turnover waiting to happen, and then, and then JB found a soft spot in the zone and put it up and in. At the other end, Smothers. Offensive foul called as Alex draws the charge in the lane. And that's the first foul of the game on Smothers. And seven turnovers now on the Catamounts, including back-to-back possessions. Streaks trying to build a lead here now, leading by four. Their biggest lead of the game so far. Catamounts led by as many as seven in the first quarter. Alex will inbound on the baseline. Gets it to brother Dre, guarded in full court by Roberson. Dre between the legs of the dribble, slips a bit, gets the pass away to Alex in the midcourt circle, drives down the right side all the way. Might have got blocked from behind, though. Rebound, Reeves. Now on the left side, a fake by Cole. Pulls it back out, three on the way, no. Babers with a rebound. Driving, Dre, left side missed. Flip up on the offensive putback, Steck, that won't go. And Kamal Cole reaches down, and now the Streaks double-team him, tie him up, and they'll hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Well, the Streaks picking it up a little bit more defensively, trying to get more ball pressure, trapping any time they can, and I assume that Coach Thompson would try something like that just to inject some energy into the Streaks.
Leading by four here, 18-14, halfway through the second quarter. Crossover dribble by Price down the lane. Just lost the handle on it. Ball floats out of bounds. That's eight turnovers in the game, four in each quarter. And we're at the halfway point of quarter number two. We're just under 4 minutes to go, so a mask timeout. 3:59 to play in the half. 18-14 Silver Streaks leading. Gary Comer College Prep out of the Chicago area on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
news, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg boys basketball team leading the Catamounts of Chicago Gary Comer College Prep 18-14. And a mask timeout. Let's see who the Silver Streaks send back out. They make any substitutions during the timeout. Does not look like it. So the five starters stay in the game at the time. The Adipciaco brothers, Derry, Babers, Steck for the Catamounts. Smothers and Reeves along with Wilson. Roberson playing with those two fouls. And Tyrone Price. Galesburg into the front court. Dre had an open shot on the right wing after nobody came over to defend him, but he passed it up instead. Babers up top, gives it right side over to Alex. A little back and forth out near half court. With 3:40 to play in the half, 18-14, the Streaks lead. Steck leans in, trying to clear some space on the sideline. Bounce pass taken away by the Catamounts. The dribble drive down the middle, reach in, and a takeaway by Dre. And the Streaks get it back. And now a foul called as Comer makes contact, trying to rip it back. And I've got to believe they're a little frustrated. We've seen a charge called on them. We've seen a situation there where driving to the basket, Dre reaches in, takes it away. Then they get called on the foul trying to get it back. I've got to believe they feel some of that. They've got to feel like some of these calls are just going against them. In fact, we saw there was a play earlier where, trying to remember who it was, if it was Alex who kind of did a drive, kind of initiated some contact. There was no foul called there. Dre makes both free throws, his first points of the game. 20-14 is the Galesburg lead now. Trying to inch it up here as we approach halftime. 3:20 to play second quarter. Galesburg girls taking on Lincoln later today here on WGIL as well. Lob out high to Price from the baseline. Gets to it before Dre can steal it away. Now with a crossover dribble, poked away from behind. Dre into the hands of brother Alex. Now Babers will bring it across midcourt. Stops, left of the arc. Reach in on a double team. Gets it away to Alex. Streaks have numbers. It's Dre on the right wing. Steps left, shoots. Three goes in and out. Rebound Steck. Scoops it back out to Babers. Good look by Dre. Unfortunate on the rattle around on the rim there. Now Babers. Lob. Dunk by Derry. What was it? Chad Thompson told Matthew Wheaton of the Register Mail. He throws people open. And that's what he did there. The three by Smothers at the other end. And the long rebound chased down by Reeves for the Catamounts. They'll get another shot.
I was just like, that is not a good shot by JB. And little did I know he was laying it up there for Cohen, who had a guy jump up there with him, still made the catch and slammed it home. What a play.
Three in the quarter for Derry, seven in the game. Streaks lead by eight, 22-14, and good anticipation by Babers to steal the inbound. Now Derry down the right side, going for the dunk again, and he gets knocked down hard. He's going to get two free throws. Steck helps him pop right back up. Didn't sound good, did it? We could hear the thud, even with our headphones on from up here. Derry pops back, right back up to shoot the two free throws here. Call that on Tyrone Price, his second. Into the free throw line, Derry hits the first. He has six of his 8 points from the free throw line. 6-4-9 already shooting free throws. 9-point lead. Now 10-point lead for the first time in the game for the Streaks. Makes them both. Five in the quarter. And the Streaks have outscored the Catamounts. 12-3 here in the second quarter. They had 12 in the first quarter. Now Babers with another pick out near midcourt. Drives, fakes the pass, and up with the left hand, just initiating the contact, anticipating the foul from Smothers. He got it, and JB will go to the line shooting two. I got them for eight turnovers in this quarter now. 12 for the game. And now Comer calls a timeout with 2:08 to play in the half, and the Streaks shooting free throws when we come back. Up 24-14 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
2:08 left to go in the first half at John Thiel Gymnasium for the Martin Luther King Shootout. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell here. Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. First of two games for Galesburg, with Chicago or the opponent later on tonight. 7 o'clock, the scheduled start there. Silver Streaks will shoot free throws coming out of the timeout. Babers at the line, first one up and in. Streaks were, if you're just joining us, Streaks were in the bonus before the first quarter even ended. And they have been in the double bonus for pretty much the vast majority of the second quarter, as Babers makes both. And the lead is now 12. 26-14. Babers has four all in this quarter. 2 minutes to go in the half. Smothers walks it across midcourt. They have eight turnovers in the quarter, and there's number nine. Alex anticipates the pass, steps inside, picks it off. Now Babers will shoot the three and hits. And the Streaks have some offensive flow going now, up 15 on a 17-3 run here in this second quarter after they got the lead right at the tail end of the first quarter. Comer did briefly regain the lead at the beginning of the quarter at 14-13, so actually this is a 16-0 run by Galesburg. Here's a miss at the other end, an offensive rebound and a block. Babers out with it. Across midcourt, has the ball batted away, trickles out of bounds, Streaks will hang on to it. Well, I didn't see this coming. 16-0 run.
I'll take it.
You bet.
We're 7-for-8 from the line. I mean, that's you know, they're fouling. We're going to the line. We're knocking them down. So,
in the lane, Steck blocked. Loose ball chased down, kicked out to Kamal Cole. Lobs to the left side. The extra pass. They couldn't handle it. They got it back on the baseline. Now Carl reaches in, knocks it loose, and the Streaks get it back. Steck drives the other end. Too strong on the layup. Comer with a rebound. Kamal Cole into the front court. Stops at the volleyball line. Passes it left side. They'll reset. Cole out near half court. Here comes the double team out high, trying to force Cole into another bad pass. Streaks knock it loose. It's deflected into the backcourt. And Dre picks it up. The lob. JB down to Steck. Kicks it back out. Dre squares for three. In and out. Rebound hangs on the rim. Dortch comes up with it. Dribbles it. Knocks it loose. Comer reaches in, steals it away. 10 turnovers on the Streaks. Other end we go. Way too strong on the layup by Cole. And it's Steck with the rebound. Here comes Galesburg trying to push it back into the front court. Alex dribbles into the lane, pulls it back out with 13 seconds to go. Wise decision to hold for the final shot here, leading by 15. Babers, a screen by Dortch, a good one. Frees him up, shoots off the front of the rim. Alex tries to tip it up, couldn't get a good handle on it, and that's how the quarter ends. And the half, with the Silver Streaks taking a 29-14 lead into the locker room. Take a timeout, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, get a look at the individual scoring, and talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Galesburg scores the final 16 points of the half, leads by 15 at the break at John Thiel Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. The Prairie Drifter Snowmobile Club invites you to the Snowmobile Radar Run at Lake Story Sunday, January 23rd from 10 to 3. Watch snowmobiles reach 160 miles per hour in 1,000 feet while you stay warm and listen to the announcer over your car radio. Concessions stand on site. Get all the details on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Come here and meet the people. Meet the staff here. The staff here are amazing. Bending over backwards to take care of us. And I love the GM vehicles. This is the place to come to in our community.
Meet Jeff Olberg from Watauga. Jeff is another satisfied customer of one of our longtime sales members, Kevin Carr. For over 30 years, Kevin's been helping folks all over the area find the right vehicles for their family here at YEM.
Goodness, I have purchased vehicles here the past 15 or more years. I prefer coming here. Kevin Carr treats me professionally, and he knows his business. He knows the vehicles. He's taken a lot of time to, you know, spend with my wife and I going over the vehicles. And I also have always been very pleased with the service I've received here. I'm very solid on the get it in Galesburg. This is the place to go to. I believe in that.
It's a privilege to work with people like Jeff Olberg, and we look forward to earning your business, too. Get to know Kevin Carr and the rest of the family at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium. First varsity game of the Martin Luther King Shootout here. Yeah, Schaumburg Christian and Peoria Quest will play the game to follow here. Galesburg on top of Chicago Comer by 15 at the half, 29-14. I guess the good news is, Pick, we finally got something going there. Held them to 3 points in the second quarter. It wasn't pretty. I guess bottom line is we look at the scoreboard, we're up 15 and maybe can experiment with some things in the second half. I don't know, but you not know, a great just, feeling, but sometimes you just have to grind one out.
It was sloppy for both teams there, honestly, and you know, you kind of expected coming off a heartbreaker last night against Quincy that, you know, it might be that way today, but luckily, you know, the Catamounts got into some foul trouble and we went to the line, especially there in the second quarter, went 7 from 8, 4-8 for the from the line, and that allowed us to really extend that lead, and then we picked up the pressure defensively, forced them into 11 second quarter turnovers.
Woo.
And you know, we were able to capitalize on that. We didn't really shoot well from the field, but because we kept going to the line, we were able to get the lead and then extend it on a 16-0 run to close out the quarter.
Yeah, we've outscored them 12-0 at the free throw line in the game, and that's almost the exact difference in the game. What other team stats are we looking at here in the first half?
Well, you know, I guess this stat speaks to kind of the sloppiness of the game, but the Streaks had 11 turnovers total, I think, in the game last night against Quincy. We have 10 for the first half.
That's true.
We are winning the rebounding battle, 22 to the Catamounts, 19. Streaks shooting 7 for 26 from the field, 4 of 15 from 2. 3 of 11 from 3, and again, the kind of the deciding stat right now, we're 12 of 18 from the line. Gary Comer Prep has 15 turnovers in the game, 19 rebounds. They're shooting 6 of 24 from the field, 4 of 18 from 2, and 2 of 8 from 3, and they've only been to the line twice. So we talked about they're probably not going to be pretty happy about how lopsided the fouls were, especially when they're only getting to the line two times and they didn't make either one of those.
And that was on a technical foul. That wasn't even on a defensive foul or anything. Take a timeout here. 29-14 the lead. Pick's going to head down. We'll get a word from the coaching staff. Silver Streaks lead in the first game of this MLK shootout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Grandview Restaurant, Grand Avenue, Galesburg.
For a full list of buttons, locations, visit WGIL.com.
You're busy and probably feel like you don't have time to keep up with the news. Did you know that you can get an entire week's worth of news from Illinois, as well as critical, taxpayer-focused commentary from the state's best news team through the Illinois In Focus podcast? The Illinois In Focus podcast offers a quick rundown of all the big headlines from the previous week, insight into what that news means for your family, and gives you a chance to look at the stories that are developing in the week ahead. The Illinois In Focus podcast, available for free at anchor.fm and at your favorite podcast hosting site.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy today, a high near 24. Partly cloudy, a low 8 above tonight. Partly sunny, a high 24 tomorrow. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low 19. Monday, partly sunny, a high near 31. And Tuesday, partly sunny and 39. Reminder, City of Galesburg under a snow emergency. Right now it's 24 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
29-14, the Galesburg boys basketball team leads Gary Comer College Prep. First game of the MLK shootout. Let's go down courtside pick with the halftime interview.
I'm here with assistant coach Mark Harden. And coach, kind of a slow start for the Streaks. We kind of expected it after a heartbreaking loss last night against Quincy. What did you tell your team at halftime to kind of keep things going here in the second half?
Just to go out there and play with the energy that they did in the second quarter. We came to life. You know, it's a tough loss last night. You kind of knew we were going to be a little bit sluggish, coming back, quick turnaround in the morning, you know. So we kind of expected it, but, you know, they responded very well in that second quarter.
And, you know, not really shooting well from the field, actually, but knocking down free throws. What do we need to do to kind of change our fate here offensively? Do we need to keep driving to the hole, get to the line? Like, what's the recipe here?
No, just keep sharing the ball. They're going from zone to man. And so when we're in zone, understanding to get to the spots that we need to make the extra passes.
All right, Coach, good luck in the second half.
All right, thank you.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Mark Harden joining us here at the half. Silver Streaks lead 29-14. Individual scoring in the first half. Let's start off with the Catamounts. Tyrone Price, Curtis Smothers each with 5. Tariq Roberson and Jeremy Reeves each had 2. So that accounts for their 14 points. For the Silver Streaks, Cohen Derry led the way with 9. Jeremiah Babers had 7, all of those in the second quarter. Alex Egyptiaco with 5. He was the leading rebounder in the first half with 6 for the Silver Streaks. Ian Dominique, Easton Steck each with 3. Dre Egyptiaco with 2. And Carl Dortch saw action but did not score. I think he was the only other player who saw action for the Streaks. Mentioned 6 rebounds for Alex Egyptiaco, 5 for Cohen Derry. 3 players had 4 for the Catamounts: Curtis Smothers, Jeremy Reeves, and Kamal Cole. Again, Galesburg High School girls basketball coming up this afternoon. 2:10, the scheduled pregame in the Downstate Classic as Galesburg takes on Lincoln. Very good Lincoln team at 15-2. Silver Streaks go in at 17-4. And I was reading where Lincoln's only 2 losses are to Mattoon, which is having an outstanding season itself. And they were scheduled to play the Green Wave again last night. So we know that's going to be a tough one for Coach Evan Massey's team. Join us here on WGIL this afternoon. Again, 2:30, the scheduled tip with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Silver Streaks will send the 5 starters back out onto the floor. Steck, the Egyptiacos, Babers, and Derry. For the Catamounts, it'll be Smothers, along with Wilson. Who else they got out there? Roberson, Price. Who did I overlook? Cole. So the 5 starters for Comer will start the second half as well. Streaks with the ball, leading by 15, ended the half on a 16-0 run. Up top, Derry. Now over to JB, working his way right to left. Double team comes out high. They bat the ball away out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it, and they'll have to inbound at the front end of the Galesburg bench. Only 3 team fouls on the Silver Streaks in the first half. Down low to Dre. Good feed, up and in. First basket of the game for Dre. And the run continues, 18 points in a row. Comer with a Euro step through the lane. The miss by Price. The rebound, Derry. Outlet to Alex, chases it down in the corner. Stops, hops, kicks it out. Now up top, Derry. Free throw line, shoots and scores. 33-14. Streaks get the lead up to 19.
That was a nice shot by Cohen. Normally he's driving all the way to the hole trying to, you know, score at the rim, and nice little 15-footer showing a little touch.
Haven't seen that little pull-up mid-range jumper really, have we? There's a three by Smothers, and the run is finally over. First points since Tyrone Price's three-pointer very early in the second quarter. 33-17, Gelsberg by 16. Smothers the leading scorer for the Catamounts with eight. JB, left of the lane, has a triple team, knocked the ball loose, picked up by Comer. Down the right side, Smothers cut off, pulls it back out. The fake, the step left, Price with a three, off the mark. Rebound, Derry comes out with it and gets it over to Babers before anybody can reach in, knock the ball away from him. Streaks in transition, Dre pulls up on the opposite end. Now into the lane, Alex, down the right side of the low blocks, a kick out to Dre. Sees an opening in the lane, goes for it, up with the right hand quickly, off the mark. Rebound Cole for Comer. Down the right side, blocked by Derry. Outlet to Dre, chases it down, steps back into the right corner, off the front of the rim for three-point range. Smothers the rebound. I like the three in transition. Down low, the kick out. Left corner, Makai Wilson. He'll shoot from the left corner. Off the mark, rebound Smothers, bats it away from Alex out of bounds, back to the Streaks.
Passed up a three-footer for an 18-footer, and it always perplexes me. Like, sometimes guys get those rebounds and they don't realize you're right under the hoop. Go back up with it, and then they kick it out for a three. It's just, you know, a way higher percentage shot when you're at point-blank range. Why not just go up with it?
Spoken by a true former post player who rebounded and went up with it very well in his day. On the right side, Steck. Here comes a double team. Feeds it along the baseline. Tries to bounce it over to Derry on the far side, and it's out of bounds. Just not enough room on the baseline to thread that pass through. And I believe we have Chicago Orr in the house down below us, so everybody should be here. They'll play at 2:30. Here's a jumper left side, banked up and in. Another little mid-range jumper, this time by Joshua Spencer, his first points of the game. 14-point Gelsberg lead, 5:20 to play third quarter. Derry off the right side. Hesitation dribble, gets down to the low blocks, takes it all the way in, airballs the reverse layup. And the Catamounts, Spencer, after a basket, with a rebound. Trying to cut into this 14-point Gelsberg lead. Price, here comes the double team out high. They throw it away again. Carl with the outlet to Steck. Layup, got fouled. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the line. Price with his third foul. Catamounts have not adjusted as the Streaks send two players out defensively, kind of flash at that ball handler out high, and they panic and pass the ball into turnovers more times than not in this game. That really got going in the second quarter.
And really at the perfect time, because we were not showing any life really in the first quarter. And when we started doing that and really trapping the ball handler and off a ball screen and the next guy was filling. We had a lot of guys filling those passing lanes and getting steals, and that led to us, you know, getting the lead, extending the lead.
Steck misses the first and the second. Streaks miss an opportunity to extend the lead. Smothers the rebound for the Catamounts. He's got six in the game. Quick three at the other end by Tyrone Price, and he hits it. He's got eight in the game now. And they crawl back into the game down 11 now, 33-22.
And that was the other player that Coach Jackson kind of highlighted as, you know, being the other go-to player. Smothers, obviously, close to 1,000 points in his career.
Babers to answer from three-point range. Missed it. Rebound, Cohen Derry, and that snaps an 8-0 run by the Catamounts to get the lead back up to 13. Eight rebounds in the game for Cohen Derry and a timeout on the floor. 35-22, Silver Streaks by 13. I think it was Chad Thompson who called it, and they're standing up, so it looks like a 30-second timeout. 4.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Chicago Orr, the opponent for the Silver Streaks later on tonight. 7 o'clock scheduled tip-off. Second-ranked team in Class 2A. And I meant to look up, I was trying to remember. They win three straight titles? It's hard for me to remember with no state tournament last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the tournament got cut off the year before, too. Got started but didn't finish. It'd be nice to have that all back as long as we can keep everything running here this season. Catamounts with the ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Smothers pushes it. Tough shot up and in. Found some space in the lane with Alex draped all over him. 5 in the half, 10 for the game for Curtis Smothers. JB across midcourt to Dortch. Tries to pass it back to JB, intercepted by the Catamounts. They read that one well. Into the front court. Quick three by Smothers off the wing. Wow. Drains it. And they are red hot here in this court. I don't have him with a missed shot yet. And they pulled within 7 at 35-28. Babers gives it off to Dortch. Pump fakes on the low blocks. Up too strong. Fights for his own rebound. The kick out to Dominique on the wing for 3. Short. Rebound. Rattle around down low. It's Smothers who controls for the Catamounts. Streaks missed a chance there. Had 2 cracks at it. Quick 3 on the other end. Missed. Rebound. Babers trying to control. Now finally does, and he gets leaned on by Joshua Spencer from the backside, who picks up his 2nd foul. It was a quick 3 by Price. If he drained that one, they'd have pulled within 4. Oh, I'm sorry. By 5. I wrote down 1 too many points on my scoreboard. 35-27 is the score. 3:22 to go in the quarter, and we do not get a mask timeout. Streaks break the press. Dre right down the lane with a left hand, and he was too strong off the backboard. The lane was there. Dre recognized it, attacked. Nobody came over to help out, and he missed the layup. But he grabs the rebound off the missed 3 at the other end. Galesburg again in secondary break. Derry pulls up on the left side. Now back up top. It goes between the circles to Babers with under 3 minutes to go. 35-27, the Galesburg lead. To the right side, Dre on the wing. Back up top to brother Alex. Dominique, the only non-starter on the floor for Galesburg right now. Babers on the left wing. Swing it around. Now Alex reverses back to JB in front of the Galesburg bench. He'll pull it back out. Fires to the high post. Dre in the lane. Spin move up with the left hand and in. That was a much tougher shot than the last one he had, and he made that one, though. Back up by 10 go the Silver Streaks. 2:20 to play third quarter. On the right side, Smothers launches another 3 and hits it again. He's gotten hot. He's got 11 in the quarter, 16 for the game now, and they're within 7 at 37-30. Well, they were down 19 earlier in the quarter, but they've found the range here. Now Babers gets collided with at the other end. Foul on Tyler Parker, his first. Third team foul on the Catamounts with 2:04 to play in the quarter. On the inbound, Dre. He'll pull it back out. Babers will control. At the volleyball corner, now Derry cutting down the right side. A little hesitation dribble. Gets to the low blocks and draws a foul. And in the act of moving to the basket, they'll shoot 2 here. 4 and a half for Derry, 13 for the game. And again, 7 of those 13 have come from the free throw line. First one on this trip rolls off. Second one coming. Steck checks back in for Galesburg. Dominique Dortch back on the bench. Derry missed them both. So the Streaks built that big lead and now have gone into a scoring vacuum. And Catamounts with the ball down 7 with a chance to pull even closer. Backcourt pass, soft. Dre got a hand on it. Loose ball fought for. And Streaks can't control. Catamounts will hang on to it. Minute 41 to go, third quarter. Streaks a little disruptive there, but couldn't force the turnover. Catamounts shooting the ball a lot better, partially because they're actually getting off shots in this third quarter. I have them with only 1 turnover.
Yep.
After 11 in the second quarter when the Streaks opened up that lead, scoring 16 in a row. Smothers backs away from the double team, drives, draw the defense, passes it right side for the lay-in to Makai Wilson. Baited the Silver Streaks to pull the defense out there, and it worked perfectly. Down 5 now with a minute 19 to go third quarter. Babers with the ball, Streaks on top, 37-32. Midcourt circle, free throw line, Alex twirls around, gets it over to Dre on the right wing. Now back into the hands of Alex. Left side, Derry into the corner, extra pass, Steck got open, hits a 3. Second three-pointer of the game for Easton Steck, 40-32, Silver Streaks by 8. Smothers gets it across. Still has it on the left side. Got a screen to free him up. He passes it instead to Parker on the wing, who drains a three. And it's 40-35. Catamounts creep a little bit closer. Quick outlet pass. Steck tries to feed it through the lane. Right into the heart of the defense by Comer. And now a travel. Trying to bring it across midcourt. Andre Jordan, just a little hesitation, stutter step as Babers flashed over in his direction. That is the second Catamounts turnover. It denies him a chance to get within two.
Really shot the three ball well this quarter. That's what's helped them climb back into the game. 5 for 9, I have them from three this quarter.
Wow. Steve Cheeseman always called it the great equalizer. Get down 19, starting launching from three and hitting. They scored 21 in this quarter. And a quick drive by Babers gets fouled, moving down the right side. Good read by the Silver Streaks to catch the Catamounts napping just enough to get a step on them defensively. First foul of the game on Andre Jordan, and Babers will shoot two. Five team fouls on the Catamounts this half. Yeah, since the Streaks were up 33-14, they've been outscored 21-7. Catamounts had only 14 first-half points, 21 here in this quarter as Babers makes the first free throw. Six-point lead, 41-35. Dortch back in, replacing Alex. 26.5 seconds to go, third quarter. And they will go ahead and allow Smothers to check back into the game for Comer. A miscommunication. Not you, Reeves. You stay in the game. Jeremy Jackson sits down. He wasn't out there very long. Second one by JB, off the back iron, rebound. Comer couldn't control, and that allows Derry to get it for the Silver Streaks. He's got 9 rebounds. Dominique for 3 off the mark. Derry with his 10th rebound, put back up and in. 2 quick rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds by Cohen, gets him a double-double, and the Streaks lead by 8, 43-35. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Up top, Parker. Left side, Smothers. Drives, kick out. Back to Parker for 3. Off the back rim, rebound. Nobody controls at the end of the quarter, and the Streaks take an 8-point lead into the fourth quarter, 43-35 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell for game one of the Martin Luther King Shootout, hosted by the Galesburg Silver Streaks since 2010. Quick jumper by Comer coming out of the timeout and a miss. And a rebound by Cohen Derry, his 11th now. He picked him up quickly there to get him into a double-double. JB at the other end works his way to the right wing, draws defense, pulls it back out. Alex, free throw line, Carl. The extra pass over to JB, open three, barely draws the front of the iron. And the rebound, loose ball picked up off the floor by Makai Wilson. And into the front court, they can't handle the transition off the hands of Reeves. 18 turnovers in the game for the Catamounts. Cohen Derry, 15 points, 11 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game last night. Dominique's going to try another three. That one's off the wing. And off the mark. Jordan the rebound. The jump stop at the other end. There's the first foul of the half on Galesburg. 46 seconds into the fourth quarter. and only the fourth team foul of the entire game for Galesburg. That one on Dominique, his first. Steck, Dominique, Drea, Gypsyako, and Babers, and one of those fouls was a technical. The Streaks have played this entire game with only three personal fouls. Here's a quick three off the wing. Circles around and drops through for Tyrone Price. His third three of the game. He's in double figures with 11. Catamounts within five at 43-38. Alex in the backcourt. Now Dominique. Here comes the trap. Ian picks up the ball, and the reach-in foul called on Comer. It'll be on Tyler Parker, his second. 16 fouls. Minute 9 into the fourth quarter. 43-38, Galesburg by 5. Streaks with the ball. Alex drives into the defense, now pulls it back out. Works around a Derry screen. Pass over to the right side. Dominique steps inside, pulls up. 17-footer off the mark. And a foul on Dortch over the back of Reeves for the rebound. Had good position. Carl went crashing into him for his first foul. Ian Dominique hit his first shot attempt back in the first quarter, a three. He's missed six in a row since then. And after that defensive rebound, Comer with the ball down five, under 6.5 minutes to play in the game. And a timeout called by the Catamounts. 30-second timeout for Coach Lawrence Jackson. Probably recognizing the importance of this possession and the pressure that they put on the Silver Streaks with a run from being down 19 early in the third quarter to pull back within five here and maybe more on this possession.
Oh, and they've hit six threes this half so far.
That'll do it.
They're 6 for 11, so that'll close the gap pretty quick.
Wow.
And the Streaks only going to the line in that third quarter, went to the line six times, only made one. So whereas the free throws were what were helping us get the lead and extend the lead there in the first half, now have allowed Comer, who's shot the ball really well from three, close the gap even closer. So big possession coming up here for the Streaks. We need a stop.
So Comer with the ball coming out of the 30-second timeout. Tyrone Price up top, working his way left to right along the volleyball line. Steps back into the midcourt circle. Streaks extending that defense. Price gets around, drips it off to Parker on the wing. Now Smothers drives, takes it right at Dre, and takes it right up and in. Smothers hasn't missed a shot in the half. He's got 13, 18 for the game, and they have it down to a one-possession game now at 43-40, and a foul in the backcourt on Price, his fourth, as Derry was short of getting across the timeline, and then as he tried to bring it across the timeline, that's where the contact foul came.
I'll tell you what, Smothers is put together. He is a stocky, just strong-looking kid. Strong moves to the hole. He's got a nice shot from the outside. He's a very good player.
And Derry's free throw gets a friendly roll, and it's through. So he missed his first two of the game, then made 7 out of 8. He missed his first two of the second half, and now makes that one. 4-point Galesburg lead. Second one up and in as well. 45-40 Galesburg. Derry with 17. And I was looking back just to be sure. I found the state records. Sure enough, Orr has won the last three 2A titles. Again, keeping in mind we haven't had a completed state tournament in three seasons. Last 2 years.
Holy cow.
That was a turnover waiting to happen, wasn't it? Tyrone Price dribbled, trouble, finally was able to get off the drive shot, missed it badly, and now the interior pass intended for Derry batted away, and the Streaks will hang on to it. That was Dre's first rebound of the game after that missed shot by Price at the other end. Alex will inbound behind the backboard, just to the right. 5-point Galesburg lead, under 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Babers just off the elbow, drives, low blocks, blocked. Tried to float it up there. Can't get away with that against this team. They've rejected several of those shots for the Silver Streaks. And now down five with the ball of the Catamounts in the midcourt circle. Smothers. Screen set out high. Shoots a long three. Finally missed one. Barely off the front of the iron. Derry with his 12th rebound. And a foul in the backcourt stops the clock. Streaks will shoot a 1-1 here with 5:02 to play in the game, leading by five. Third foul of the game on Curtis Smothers. Even with all the team fouls they've picked up in this game, only Price is in real foul trouble with four. Smothers has three. Nobody else has more than two. First free throw by JB up and in. Gets the bonus. ...46-40 Silver Streaks. Got them both. JB 6-for-6 from the free throw line in this game. Leading by 7 are the Silver Streaks, under 5 minutes to play, 47-40. Price on the right side, working against Steck. Here comes the double team out high, backs up, now gets it to the free throw line. Wilson turns, shoots, and scores. I don't think Wilson anticipated to have that much room. He turned around, nobody was in front of him, so he put it up from the free throw line.
Yeah, we kind of got mixed up out of that ball screen and had two guys running at one and left him wide open at the free throw line.
Dre drives, dishes, and here's Derry flashing in from the wing for the layup. Reversed it up and in with a left hand. 49-42, Derry with 19, Streaks by 7. Smothers up top. Babers, now Alex, both attack. Loose ball picked up by Dre. Fires it to Derry. Goes up for the dunk. Got fouled hard down to the floor for the second time in this game. And he'll pop up and shoot two free throws again. And Price just fouled out of the game for the Catamounts. So he finishes the game with 11 after the turnover. Is that their second of the quarter, or did I just mark him down when I already marked him down?
Second turnover of the quarter,
okay,
yes.
All right. 19 for the game. It gets Price out of the game. Derry to the line where he was just a moment ago. First free throw up and in. 50-42 Galesburg. Derry with 20 now. Started off slow. Had only one basket in the first half. Made 7 free throws, though. Missed the second one there. Rebound Reeves. And an 8-point Galesburg lead halfway through the fourth quarter. Smothers works around a screen, navigates his way to the top, passes it away to Roberson. Here comes the trap again out high. The double team, Roberson crumples down to one knee, somehow still with the ball, triple teamed around him, and now bailed out with a timeout by head coach Lawrence Jackson. And we got another technical? No. Saw one of the officials walking over. I was afraid he was looking at something and was about to signal a technical. He was just trying to get the player's attention and let him know it was a full timeout. 3:54 to play in the game. 8-point Galesburg lead over Chicago Comer on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
42, Galesburg by 8 over Chicago Comer. Here at the Martin Luther King Shootout, run through the schedule here again really quickly. Coming up next will be Schaumburg Christian against Peoria Quest. That game's scheduled to start at 1 o'clock. Our game was a little bit behind, and now we're behinder than we were before. Also, the Comer sophomores will play the Dunlap sophomores at the Fieldhouse. That game should get started on time. They already played the Galesburg sophomores to get the event started here at 10 o'clock. Dunlap will play Chicago Orr at 2:30. And then there will be a sophomore game between Dunlap and Galesburg at the Fieldhouse at 4. Comer, this team, will play Peoria Quest at 4. Then Schaumburg Christian and Dunlap at 5:30. And the Streaks and the Spartans to cap it off at 7 o'clock tonight in the premier game of the event. This one not over yet, though. Just under 4 minutes to play. Comer coming out of the timeout. An air ball from the wing by Cole. Did it again. Comer with the offensive rebound, chased down into the corner by Smothers, and now intercepted by Steck in the lane. 20 Catamount turnovers, with the Streaks leading by 8, trying to get it back to double digits here with 3.5 minutes to play. The feed, down low to Derry. The kick out, step back. Steck on the wing, missed it. Derry with a rebound, and then brought the ball down too low. Cole reached in, stole it away. And now Steck steals it right back. Back-to-back turnovers by Comer. Steck scoops it over to Dre. Down low, Derry. pulls it back out, nearly batted away. It is stolen away, then dancing along the sideline but can't stay in bounds is Cole, and the Streaks will hang on to it. 3:03 to play, leading by 8. Ragged play continues. This won't make many of either team's highlights, I think, at the end of the season. Maybe Comer's for some of those threes they knocked down, rallying them back in the third quarter when they fell behind by 19. Derry with a double-double, 20 points, 13 rebounds. He's got some personal highlights from a statistical standpoint. Streak spreading that zone apart, and a good feed by JB to the right side. Steck with a lay-in. That was just a quick touch pass, and he threw him open again. 52-42, Galesburg by 10, 2:40 to play in the game. Double screen set out high. Smothers draws the defense, passes it over right side to Wilson. They had numbers, but Wilson hung on to the ball too long. Now here comes the trap again out high. A lob pass over into the corner to Jordan. Dribbles out of it. High post, reach in. Babers knocks the ball loose. Dre right there causing, here's a scramble. Steck gigging on the floor. Now Alex picks it up, throws it away. Catamounts with a reverse layup off the mark. Smothers with the offensive rebound put back. Oh, just a little bit of a lot of nothing on that and a little bit of everything at the same time. At the Catamounts, after a scramble, came away with a basket, and now a foul at the other end to stop the clock with 2:05 to go and an 8-point Galesburg lead. And JB will go right back to the line in the double bonus now, shooting two free throws. Third foul of the game on Jeremy Reeves. Babers, first free throw good. JB has only two baskets in this game, but 7-for-7 from the line for 12 points. 9-point Galesburg lead. Next one makes it a 3-possession game, which he does.
And we've shot 32 free throws in this game.
Goodness gracious. Up top, Smothers feeds it through the lane. JB knocked it loose. Steck picks off the steal. 1:50 to play in the game. 10-point Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball. Trying to run some clock. Babers drives, lobs. Led Derry too much. Kisses off the backboard. Turnover. Back to the Catamounts. Here's a quick three off the wing. Air ball. Weak side rebound, Dre. Quickly out with it before they can get around it. To the other end. Crossover dribble in the lane. Scoops it over and double dribbles. And 18 turnovers for the Streaks.
23 for Comer.
18 is too many in any game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you're playing. Who was I talking to down at the Taylorville tournament? Said they had... Oh, it was the Sterling coach, one of the assistant coaches. Here's a three on the right wing. Air ball. There's Dre with another rebound. Right place, right time. Streaks get out with it. Dortch tries to go too soft for the layup. Got blocked. Rebound, Makai Wilson coming back with it. Drives to the other end. A lot of contact there. No foul. Loose ball picked up underneath. Smothers can't hit it. Now finally, Dortch locks onto the rebound. 5 rebounds in the game, and the outlet to Dre at the other end. We're finally under a minute to go. Dre with a basket, and maybe, finally, that'll be enough to put this game away. But back to the thought, we were looking back to, I think it was 2017, when Sterling and Galesburg played a great postseason game over at Dunlap. Sterling then went 3 overtimes with Metamora. They had 40 turnovers in a game against Manuel. 40 turnovers in a postseason game with Manuel and ended up winning it. Talk about too many turnovers in a game. JB gets into the lane, tries to teardrop it up, another block. Another rebound by the Catamounts. Other end, Smothers, stops, missed the bunny underneath the basket. The scramble for the rebound. Alex saves it to Derry. And the Streaks will not be able to dribble it out with 7 seconds to go. A reach-in foul on Makai Wilson. And Babers will shoot a couple of free throws for really no reason, leading by 12. My stat sheet's a mess. I didn't keep up with that.
Coach Thompson's going to be happy to get away with a win here, but, you know, it's it's ugly. And again, I guess that's to be expected, you know, when you're always those Saturday games. I remember as a player, those Saturday games, when you're playing a conference game on a Friday night and it's close and it's contested, and especially when you come up short, those Saturday games are always tough. But you got to find a way, and the Streaks did today.
JB misses the second free throw. Down low, the catch, the juggle. Jordan recovers, lays it in at the horn, and that is the final. 57-46. Wasn't pretty, but still the 16th win of the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 16-4 on the year now. And the Catamounts drop to 6-7. We'll take a timeout. Post-game show coming up next from Field Gym at the Martin Luther King Shootout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No other city in Illinois is getting this amount of grant money to build a new library, and we're not going to let it pass us by. This is Heather Sipes, Executive Director of the Galesburg Public Library Foundation. The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward. It will be a warm, inviting place to read and research while offering cutting-edge technology and programs for all residents. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library. Because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. So put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy today, a high near 24. Partly cloudy, a low 8 above tonight. Partly sunny, a high 24 tomorrow. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low 19. Monday, partly sunny, a high near 31. And Tuesday, partly sunny and 39. Reminder, City of Galesburg under a snow emergency. Right now it's 24 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A win's a win, right? A win is a win. 57-46 over Chicago Comer, the Catamounts. Out of one of the charter school leagues in the Chicago Public School District. 57-46. Silver Streaks opened up a 19-point lead early in the third quarter. They were down one early second quarter, scored 16 consecutive points,
and then added on a few more at the beginning of the third quarter, four more to make it 20 consecutive points. And then from that point, it was game on as far as Chicago Comer was concerned. They battled all the way back to get within five, I think was the closest it was in the fourth quarter there. They actually got within three at 43-40. And then the last time it was somewhat close was 47-42. Streaks end up winning it by 11, 57-46. And I heard some Illini fans upset that they went to Nebraska, and apparently that was a frustrating game to watch for a lot, and then had to finish with a little bit of a flurry at the end of the game to win at the end of a Nebraska team that's struggling. And you know, I think the comment at that time was, you know what, if you win on the road in the Big Ten, it's a good win. And we kind of talked about that in the Western Big Six as well. And I guess that's kind of how I feel about this one. Hey, it's a win, so you take it and try not to belabor it too much maybe.
Well, heartbreaker last night against Quincy, you know, kind of a couple plays here or there go our way, and we come out on top. And so when you're that emotionally invested in a game, it's really hard to as a player, it's really hard to come back the next day and try to match that intensity. You know, that's always the trick. You kind of have to trick yourselves. As coaches, we're always telling our players, you got to trick your mind into finding a way to have more energy than the other team. And early on, it didn't look good.
No.
Comer came out and was kind of dictating things defensively. They were knocking down shots. We were turning the ball over.
Streaks were down seven in that first quarter.
And, you know, we kept battling and taking the ball to the hole, getting fouls. And ultimately that is what allowed us to kind of climb back into the game to close out the first quarter and then extend the lead into that second quarter, into halftime. So, you're happy that you came out on top, but obviously things are going to have to go a little bit different here in the nightcap.
Yes.
Against a really good Orr team. So,
yeah, to your point, Pick, Comer had more made field goals than the Silver Streaks did. We outscored them 21-0 at the free throw line, so mm-hmm. Definitely a difference in this game. Coach Chad Thompson joins us now. We were just – I guess it's easy to focus on the negative here. This is a frustrating game. What's kind of your overall thoughts on sort of state of mind? Pick was talking about, you know, it's hard to get going after an emotional game on a Friday night. And you know, win or lose, the loss made it harder. But obviously, win or lose, it's hard to come back after that.
Absolutely. And shout out again. You know, the Galesburg crowds on Friday nights are insane. And, you know, you play a day game. Some people are at work. Some people don't come. I mean, it's one of those things of high school basketball. You have to be able to manufacture energy. We're blessed to play in a city, in a league where you get great conference fan bases, and when you play those like tournament games, like even down in Taylorville, there's 12 people there. Here, there's maybe 100 people here this morning. But you know, the bottom line is when they look at the overall record in the year, these games count, and we got to make sure we're out ready to play. I didn't hate our energy to start. Our mental focus was definitely a struggle, though. You can see we were loose with the passes. We were thinking shoot before we even caught the ball. We just did a lot of things that were uncharacteristic of us. I guarantee we had more turnovers this morning without even knowing than we did against Quincy last night.
Right.
So, you know, it's one thing. But then, Cohen steps up, JB stepped up, Alex stepped up. We had some big plays there. Easton got some big stops. We changed our defense to do that trapping the ball screens, which really gave us some energy. So, which is nice to be able to work on that as well. So, you know, we're glad we got the win. Like we said, we wanted to right the ship. You never like losing two in a row. You definitely never want to make it three. So we came out today. We did enough to win. Not saying we're happy about it. Nothing we're going to be incredibly proud of. But we came out. We found a way to get the win, and now we get a really great and fun opportunity tonight.
And so, what are some takeaways? Obviously, we can't approach this nightcap against a really good Chicago Orr team the way we came out here against Gary Comer Prep. So what'd you tell the guys after the game to kind of switch focus and make sure that what happened there early on in this game doesn't happen tonight?
Yeah, I walked in after the game. I went straight in, you know, get him in, get him out. We talked. I looked at him. I was like, I just gave him a look. We ready to play Orr? And, of course, Alex comes flying out of his chair screaming. And again, when your senior leader does something like that, you know he's mentally engaged. And then you get the domino effect. Then all of a sudden Cohen's up screaming. And then you get a really hyped up locker room. There was more energy for 10 seconds in the locker room on one question than there were in some moments of that game. But, you know, once we came back down to earth, we say, you know, we know what effort it takes to win games, and we know what's expected of us. And we're human, and nothing is 100% in life, but we know exactly what we need to do. And I really like the ways our guys are bouncing out of the locker room right now. They'll be here at 2 o'clock to watch Orr play a very good and improved Dunlap team. So we're going to get a good scout on them. We've got some film we've watched. So back to the normal preparation this time.
Well, yeah, and in the big picture of things, because you do have another game that you've got to get ready for tonight, and then we got another game we got to turn around and get ready for on Tuesday. Is this the kind of game that is even the kind of thing you really have to discuss or would discuss in terms of building on things, because you've got to move on and move on very quickly here?
Yeah, no, we like some things in this game. So I really liked how aggressive Cohen is after coming back from being sick. I think this was a good game for JB to kind of tone some things back, to be quite honest. I thought he was trying to force. We talk all the time how he can throw people open. He's such a good passer. He kind of tried to get a little too creative. You could tell he was trying to kickstart our guys. He was trying to lead by getting them open and making their lives easier. But Orr's going to fly around, and they're going to play fast, and they're going to get up and down the court. And
they've got some length, too.
Yeah, those same passes are going to end up being showtime down at the other end. So that's something we can improve on right away. But that's the same thing that works against Moline. It'll help us against UT and Rocky, which is why this game tonight is such a great, great thing for us. We're going to be able to really see where we're at. I guarantee our focus is good. I guarantee our effort's there. And whatever happens, happens at the end. But I'm telling you, I truly believe in our guys, and we're ready to go.
As a fellow coach, you know, I think we would pride ourselves on being – we'll play anybody at any time, right? So what about tonight's game? You know, what are you looking for out of the guys? And, you know, what do you expect to see from this Orr team? You know, they've been at state. Have they won state? You said three times
yep.
that we've actually had the state tournament. So what do you – just kind of give us a little brief scouting report on what to expect out of these guys.
Or is a high-energy playing team. They fly around. They have great length. They don't have a guy that you look at and think, okay, well, he can't really hurt us. They're dangerous. They're dangerous not just 1 through 5. They're dangerous 1 through the roster, probably down to the freshman level. They're dangerous. So we're really going to have to lock in on our scout. We're going to have to contain the ball. They are excellent at breaking people down one-on-one, and they are incredibly unselfish. They have some guys that are better shooters than others. They've got everybody can drive the ball. They are going to be relentless on the glass. They play with a level of energy. That's exactly what we expect from our Galesburg players. For us, we're going to really have to value our possessions and maximize what we do. And we're going to have to make their lives difficult. We talked about with number 10 there at the end. 10 on Gary Comer is a very good player. He's actually probably not highlighted enough of this game because he didn't make his shots. But we talked there, you know, if 10 gets a shot off, that's not good enough defense. You have to force him to do something else. So you're going to see that same philosophy a lot tonight with Orr. If their guards get shots off that are shooters, we didn't do our job. If they're getting straight line drives without making multiple moves to try to break us down without coming in to help, we're not doing our job. So this is a game where we're really have to tighten up that man-to-man defense. We could throw the zone at them a little bit to change some things up, but this is going to be a fun night and a great high school basketball game. And our guys are ready because our guys, they really live for those moments. Just like last night, we came up short. We have a chance to make a big moment tonight.
We'll look forward to it. We'll see you then, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, as always. Chad Thompson of the Silver Streaks. Galesburg wins it over Gary Comer College Prep, 57-46. Post-game statistics and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Chicago Comer 57-46. Galesburg 16-4 on the season. Now let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. And difficult in a lot of ways, and but because of the difficulty, actually becomes pretty
easy. A little
easy.
Bit easier, yeah. it was tough because just the flow of the game, it didn't really, you know, when was crunch time?
Yeah.
But, you know, there were certain spots during the game where, you know, I'd come up with a big rebound or go to the line and make some free throws. So we kind of settled on Cohen Derry as our crunch time player of the game. You know, he was the same thing last night. And, again, just a really, I mean, shows the type of player that he is to be able to, you know, be sick and not play Tuesday night, not really sure if he was going to get to play or not last night.
And how much he'd be able to give and play.
Yeah, and just come out and really kind of, you know, led the streaks last night and then turned around in a game where, you know, it just didn't seem like we had a lot of flow and a lot of energy early. Gave us a little bit of a spark, both defensively, offensively. So Cohen Derry, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
For the second game in a row, 20 points, 13 rebounds. He finishes with a double-double. Final statistics and final thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed Ow. Down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Wordsmith Bookshop, Main Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
We're a farm store, a family store, a look what I found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a hey neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Check out the huge selection of men's, women's, and kids' Wrangler clothing at the lowest prices every day, like these Wrangler Retro Bootcut jeans for just $49.99.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I'll just mention, as we're coming back from the break, I actually had the same three-point stats as you did for Galesburg.
Wow.
I thought surely that I must have done something wrong there, but these are not going to be pretty post-game stats that we're going to go over here, but
for either team.
But we do it, so we're gonna spread the ugliness here. And but again, the final stat, the one that really matters, streaks win 57-46, and the numbers that add up to that final total looks like what?
Well, I'm going to start with Gary Comer Prep.
Okay.
46 points in the game. They had 24 turnovers, 15 in the first half. And really what was able for us to close out the game was we forced 7 in that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Rebound, 36 rebounds, so the streak's 37. And here's where the numbers get ugly. Gary Comer shot 19 of 56 from the field for 34% in the game. 11 for 33 from two-point range for 48%, and 8 for 23 for 35% from three. After and their big quarter was at that third quarter where they climbed back into the game. They went 5 for 10. The Streaks had 19 turnovers, so a little uncharacteristic there. 37 rebounds in the game, so we won the rebounding battle. We shot 16 for 60 from the field for 27%, 12 of 31 from two-point range for 38%, and 4 of 19 from 3 for 21% from the line. And I guess I didn't figure up Comer's free throw stats because they only shot 2 in the game. They were 0 for 2 for 0%. The Streaks, 18 for 33 for 55%. So, again, not pretty at all, but we're fortunate to come out on top heading into a really good matchup against Chicago War.
Individual scoring, Curtis Smothers finishes with 20, so he's now 23 away from 1,000. So maybe he'll get that in their second game coming up here this afternoon. Tyrone Price, the only other player in double figures for Comer, fouled out with 11. Makai Wilson had 4. Tyler Parker had 3. Then Jeremy Reeves, Andre Jordan, Tariq Roberson, and Joshua Spencer each had 2. Leading rebounder was also Smothers. He finished with 9. For the Silver Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Cohen Derry leads away with a double-double. 20 points, 13 rebounds. JB finished with 13. And of his 13, 8 of those came from the free throw line. Then Drea, Egyptiaco, and Easton Steck each with 8. Alex Egyptiaco at 5. Ian Dominique, 3. Carl Dorch did not score for the Silver Streaks, who improved to 16-4. And one more thought on Chicago Orr. We mentioned that they'd won 3 straight state tournaments. Well, in 20, when it got canceled, they were in the Final Four that year, too. They would have played Breeze Modern Day in the semifinal. And so they were in line to get their 4th consecutive state tournament. And that's just what the Silver Streaks have in store for them tonight. Vic, we'll look forward to doing it. Hopefully a little better looking game, let's say. It's going to have to be. Yep. So we'll see you tonight. 6:40, the scheduled pregame. 7 o'clock tip-off tonight for the final game of the Martin Luther King Shootout. Again, Silver Streaks girls basketball comes your way. 2:10, the scheduled tip-off, or the scheduled pregame, rather, with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson as the Streaks girls take on Lincoln in the Downstate Shootout. 2:30, scheduled tip-off right here in a little over an hour on WGIL. Thanks for being with us from Field Gym. We'll see you again tonight when the Streaks boys take on Chicago Orr. Good afternoon for now from John Field Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.